The government does not define this bill. It does require 6 answers about 1. A special assessment is the letter from a homeowners association asking for a large sum outside the regular schedule. HUD defines the regular charge as a periodic payment and does not appear to define the other kind anywhere for owners. What it does publish is the set of questions it makes an association answer about 1 before it will insure mortgages in the building, and that list is more useful to an owner than its origin suggests. The simple version. An owner in a condominium or in a neighborhood with a homeowners association pays a regular amount on a regular schedule. Then a letter arrives asking for a much larger sum, once for a roof or a garage or a facade. HUD's mortgage handbook defines the regular charge with some precision. A homeowners association or condominium assessment, in its wording, is a periodic payment required of property owners by an HOA or condominium association. The letter is the charge that is not periodic. What the federal government does not appear to publish for owners anywhere is a definition of that second kind of charge. What it does publish is a list of questions it makes an association answer about 1 before it will insure mortgages in the building. Those questions turn out to be the useful part. The numbers. HUD defines a homeowners association or condominium assessment as a periodic payment required of property owners by an HOA or condominium association HUD. FHA Single Family Housing Policy Handbook Glossary. HUD separately defines HOA or condominium fees as those assessments plus interest, late charges, collection and attorney fees, and other penalties. HUD Glossary. That glossary contains no entry defining a special assessment, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau pages on association dues and on mortgage key terms do not use the phrase at all. Reviewed 2026-08-29. FHA condominium project submissions must include information regarding special assessments HUD, Condominium Project Approval and Processing Guide, Section 2.1.7. A signed and dated explanation for any assessment must be provided by the builder, developer, sponsor, homeowners association, or management company. HUD Guide, Section 2.1.7. That explanation must answer 6 listed items, covering purpose, effect on marketability, whether earlier assessments were required, payment timing, the project's financial stability, and future value. HUD Guide, Section 2.1.7. HUD adds that the list is not all-inclusive, and that any additional items evidencing a negative impact on the project must be reviewed. HUD Guide, Section 2.1.7. A reserve study is defined as a budget planning tool which identifies the current status of the reserve fund and a stable and equitable funding plan to offset anticipated future major common area expenditures. HUD Guide. Where budget documents do not meet the financial review standards, a reserve study will be requested to assess the financial stability of the project, and that study cannot be more than 24 months old. HUD Guide. What HUD defines and what it leaves out. The gap is worth seeing directly, because it is not an oversight so much as a reflection of who these documents are written for. HUD's handbook glossary defines the ordinary charge, and it defines the fee that grows out of an unpaid one. Association fees are the assessments plus interest, late charges, collection and attorney fees, and other penalties. Both definitions exist because a mortgage underwriter needs them. The special assessment has no entry. Neither of the 2 Consumer Financial Protection Bureau pages a homeowner would most likely reach, the one on association dues and the general mortgage glossary, uses the phrase. This article does not supply a definition to fill that space, because inventing one is how a plain English explainer quietly becomes a legal claim. What can be said without inventing anything is structural. HUD defines the regular charge as periodic. The bill people mean when they say special assessment is the one that falls outside that schedule, and everything the federal documents say about it treats it as an event rather than a rhythm. The 6 questions. Before FHA will approve a condominium project, and therefore before it will insure mortgages on units inside it, the submission has to include information regarding special assessments. Not a number. An explanation, signed and dated from the builder, developer, sponsor, association, or management company. The guide then lists what that explanation has to answer. What is the purpose of the assessment? Does the assessment affect the marketability of any of the units? Have other special assessments been required? And if so, the purpose and timing of those. When is the assessment to be paid? Meaning whether it must be prepaid or is payable over a specified period of time. How is the overall financial stability of the project impacted by the assessment? What impact will the assessment have on the future value and marketability of the property? HUD closes the section by noting the list is not all-inclusive and that any additional items evidencing a negative impact on the project must be reviewed. The six are a floor, not a ceiling. Read as a checklist rather than as underwriting procedure. That is a more demanding set of questions than an owner is usually handed. It asks what the money is for, whether this has happened before, when it is actually due, and what it does to the value of the thing being assessed. An owner who can answer all six knows most of what there is to know about the bill. Where the bill comes from. The federal documents also name the instrument that is supposed to prevent the surprise, which is the closest thing here to a cause. HUD defines a reserve study as a budget planning tool which identifies the current status of the reserve fund and a stable and equitable funding plan to offset anticipated future major common area expenditures. In plain terms, it is the document that works out what the building will need when and whether the money for it is being set aside. FHA treats it as a diagnostic. Where the budget documents do not meet its financial review standards, the guide says a reserve study will be requested to assess the financial stability of the project, and it will not accept one more than 24 months old. That sequence is the whole logic of the thing. Major common area expenditures are anticipated, a funding plan is supposed to offset them, and a charge outside the regular schedule is what the arithmetic produces when the plan and the expenditure do not line up. The real cost lens on a bill nobody budgeted for. The lens this site applies is what a decision costs over time rather than at the moment of payment. Here the relevant costs are ones that show up somewhere other than the amount on the letter. The federal documents treat the charge as having an effect on the marketability and the future value of the units, which are two of the six questions and are separate from what the assessment itself costs. HUD's own definition of association fees is the assessment plus interest, late charges, and collection and attorney fees, so the published cost of an unpaid one is not the face amount. The reserve study is the document that projects future major common area expenditures, and its condition is what FHA examines when a budget does not satisfy its review. FHA will not accept a reserve study more than 24 months old, which is a federal judgment about how quickly this information goes stale. The six questions cost nothing to ask and are already published, which is unusual for information this specific. The durable point is about where useful information lies. This checklist was written so a lender could evaluate a building, not so an owner could evaluate a bill, and it is more thorough than the consumer material for exactly that reason. The regular charge is defined as periodic. The one people call special is the one that is not, and it is the one nobody defined. What this means? When a charge arrives outside the regular schedule, the questions worth asking are already written down. What it is for, whether there have been others, when it is due, and what it does to what the property is worth. They were written for a lender, which is why they are specific. The broader habit is knowing that consumer-facing material is not always where the detail is. Underwriting guides, examination manuals, and approval handbooks are public, and they are often more precise than the explainers written for the people actually paying, because a lender's money depends on the answer. What this is not a definition of a special assessment. No federal definition was located for one, and this article deliberately does not supply its own, because what such a charge is and what an association may lawfully impose are governed by state law and by the project's own declaration and bylaws. This is not advice about paying, disputing, challenging, or planning for an assessment, and it is not a statement of any owner's rights or obligations, which belong with a lawyer or. Sources: U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, Condominium Project Approval and Processing Guide. https://www.hudgov/sites/documents/11-22ml-guide-pdf. U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, FHA Single Family Housing Policy Handbook Glossary. https://www.hudgov/sites/defiles/ochco/documents/4000.1hsgh-glossary 011823 PDF. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, are condo/co-op fees or homeowners association dues included in my monthly mortgage payment? https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/are condo co-op fees or homeowners association dues included in my monthly mortgage payment 10/1945/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, mortgage key terms. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/consumertools/mortgages/answers/keyterms/.